Well, good morning, everyone. I'd much rather do this kind of thing than push any of those buttons back there, just saying. But it's one of those things that has to be done. But we're just here today, and we've been working on Verna's What's My Story for a number of weeks. And God's timing is always perfect. And so, Verna, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a wife and a mom, and I cherish those blessings in my life so very much. And it's not always easy, but when I became a wife, I talked to God even as I was going down the aisle with my husband in a Salvation Army church. And I spoke to God and I said, "Lord, you are going to be the foundation of my life within this marriage." And I drew on God's strength and the strength of the love and respect that was going to be part of our lives together. And as a wife, it's about compromise, respect, love, and supporting each other in whatever come our way, in the good times, the bad times. And I've grown in my life as a wife to my husband. And when I became a mom, my heart was filled with such joy for these children. We have a son and daughter. And once again, I leaned on God to help me mold these children into good human beings and all that they could achieve. And I desired to be a wife and mom, and I still love those blessings today.
So you're also a grandmother, I do know that as well, and those two little blessings that are part of your life. And but I want to unpack a little bit. So your life has experienced, in your life, you've experienced spirituality, Christian, yes. God's peace and God's love, yes. God's forgiveness.
Yes.
But also, you said that COVID was a turning point in your spiritual life.
Yes.
Can you unpack that a little bit for us?
Yes, I'd love to. I was up looking after our grandchildren for about a year and a half. And even up there, I would go online, and I didn't want my spiritual life and my walk with God to become stagnant. And then I returned back home to Ajax. And everything was shut down. I couldn't go anywhere. And we have a spare room at home. And God was speaking to me in a different, there was you know, something within my life that God wanted to renew. And I would go to my space for grace room, and I would soak in the Holy Spirit. I would put worship Holy Spirit music on, and as God was speaking, I was listening, I believe, more than I ever did before. And as I was listening and worshiping, God was pressing in more. He was speaking to me. There was a vision that he wanted for my life. And he knew that as I listened, that he could reveal this to me. And a marvelous, marvelous, a marvelous, happening in my being with God. And it was like it bubbled up, just like a fountain would bubble up. And God renewed areas of my life that He knew needed renewing. It was like a resetting. And I've never loved that word so much in my life. And now I saw before what God did in my life, but it was like it was brighter. It was a vision that God, thank you so much. And now, you know, I see things so much different because of that time that I spent alone with God. It's just absolutely beautiful.
Mm. Thank you for sharing that. We've had these conversations along the way, but it's nice to be able to unpack it this way with you. So where to from here? I mean, God has renewed your spirit. God has reset your heart.
Yes.
God has opened up your eyes to a vision.
Yes.
What do you envision God, where do you envision God leading you today?
Higher up.
Hmm.
Higher. And the joy. The joy leads me, the joy of God and the strength of God leads me to take me to perhaps places, areas of my life that He knows that if I walk through it, no matter with Him, no matter what it is, that we can together be victorious.
Amen. Amen. Very powerful. Very,
yes.
Very powerful.
Yes.
And very. So some time ago, we reached out to you as to pray about, very much a woman of prayer.
Yes.
We reached out to you with regards to the prayer prompts on a monthly basis, and oh, how that's evolved. It's just amazing to be a part of that ministry.
Yes.
Now, as part of the leadership team, and with a vision and being your heart right and set with God. And then this morning, as we at the vision of sitting around the tables,
yes,
and praying together.
Yes.
Very simple, very, yes, needed, just to be able to come together and pray together as God's people. Mm-hmm. And so we believe that God's going to use all of us together to expand His vision.
Yes.
And like I said, God's timing is perfect.
Yes.
And
yes,
I believe that is so, as we've shared your story this morning. Yes. And we do believe that God has greater things in store for,
yes,
you.
I believe.
As an individual. And that's, yes, it. If we believe that God has greater things in store for us as individuals, when our individual hearts are reset,
yes,
then God also, that just spreads and bubbles up, as you said. It bubbles up and it bubbles over into other people's lives.
Yes,
and so thank you, Verna, for sharing with us this morning. Let me have a prayer for you.
Thank you.
Father God, as we come to you this morning, we thank you and we praise you for the ministry of your grace. We thank you for the spaces of grace that we find along a side of our journey, and how, if we are willing, you take us from one space to another, to a place where our hearts are just bubbling up with joy and peace. And so, Father, for Verna this morning, and for those who are listening and who have listened to her story, God's story through her, Father God, we just pray, Lord, that all of us together would renew our own hearts and minds and be willing to listen to God, to lean in and to listen, to lean in and spend time with Him, to lean in and just find that space for grace in our lives so that we can go higher up, so that we can become better Christians, so that we can be more examples of your love and your grace. And so for Verna today and her family, we pray and we cover them with your love and your blessing. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Verna, for sharing.
You're welcome.